And I'm joined here actually in the media centre by a colleague of our own, Evan Logan, a photographer with the Inishowen Independent. Evan, like myself, you were down here early this morning. You were out on the course for a couple of hours as well. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
I did. There's a great buzz about, and the whole place looks fantastic. Not just Inishowen, but Donegal has really stepped up. Everything, the buzz about it is just incredible. I've been hearing about it all week. I was away on holidays, so this is my first day here, but what I've been hearing, it's fully been justified today, because the buzz about, even with the poor weather, it's absolutely superb.
Yeah, and one of the things that's worth talking about, Evan, is the fact that the golf club here is able to accommodate so many people, and it's almost like a small village here over the week.
It is. We were here for the media day, and we've been down for different things with John Farron this past 2-3 months, and it was very hard to visualise how this place would transform itself into what it has become today. But it looks incredible. It could be placed anywhere in the world. There's the facilities, the way everything's set up, parking, everything is run so smooth. It looks fantastic, and it's a credit to the likes of John Farron and his team that they've been able to deliver something like this for this area. Superb, isn't it?
Yeah, the media centre here accommodates the TV people, the radio broadcasting people, the newspapers, and the photographers as well. You're out on the course though, Evan. What's different when you're covering an event like an international golfing event like this? I mean, I can imagine you really have to follow guidelines out there and golf etiquette too, I'm sure.
There is, and that's, I'm normally photographing a bigger ball, so this is my first time doing something, an actual golf event. But you sign a piece of paper, you have a number in your arm. If you step out of line, they know who does it. You're told to stay within rope length. You walk the ropes, you're told. It's quite strict, but it's very relaxed out there. It's a lot of local people that are actually policing the steering. I'm telling you, the buzz out there is incredible to see. Everybody's pointing the one way, so there's etiquette to follow, which I'm not used to, but you're given guidelines in the morning when you come in here, and it's straightforward from there on.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a wee bit different to covering Clonmany Shamrocks on a Sunday or us against Mallon. At the end of the day, you're working as well for a local newspaper, Evan. So, yeah. I mean, it's the local faces that you're watching out for among the crowd.
Absolutely. And they're not slow in letting themselves be known as well, which is great. So there's plenty of them about too. So all over Donegal, the amount of people from, I met a man this morning from Sweden. His knowledge of the local golf scene is incredible. He was telling me he played La Hinch. They're from all over the world. It's incredible to see the crowds that are here today now. So,
yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, listen, hopefully the weather improves a wee bit. I think the rain is just about holding off as we reach about 2:45 on a busy Saturday afternoon. And the leading golfers, Chris, are out on the course. My thanks to Evan Logan for joining us. Evan's going to go back and get a bit more work done. Thanks, Evan.